That's right, A-Town. This is a Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get a Second Date Update, we're going to hook your ass up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, we got Gerald.
Hey, good morning, Gerald. What's wrong?
No, I haven't seen my girl in a while. And, you know, things have been kind of interesting lately. I don't know.
Okay. When was the last time you guys spoke, and what was it about?
It was like maybe 2 weeks ago, and, you know, I talked to her, you know, about getting married, and I don't know. It's been funny after that.
So, wait, did you talk to her about it, or did you actually propose?
I mean, I talked to her about it, you know, brought up the idea, you know, I was thinking about making it happen.
What did she say?
She told me it was better that, you know, if I didn't propose, but, you know, she didn't give me a reason as to why.
Damn. Did that hurt your feelings? I'm sure it did.
Yeah, definitely.
And y'all haven't spoken since then, or has it been light conversation? What?
Nah, she's been kind of pulling away. Like, we haven't spoke since then, so it's been weird.
So you don't have any idea as to what it could be, why you haven't talked to your lady?
Nah, no idea.
All right, this what's her name?
Mimi.
Okay, we're gonna get Mimi on the phone, bro. And you don't say nothing, we're gonna cue you in. Once we find out what's going on, we'll cue you. Okay?
Appreciate it.
All right, no problem.
Okay, hold on, Gerald. Oh Lord. You think she's seeing somebody else, Jack?
You know, you never can tell with these situations. I mean, because talking to the person who's calling up, he's not really clear on what it could be. We don't know.
If somebody tell me not to propose, I'm going to be like, the.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak with Mimi, please?
This is her.
Hey, good morning, Mimi. You up live this morning, ain't you?
Yes, why not? You know, got a new job. Looking cute right now.
You friendly. You don't even know who on the phone. You just telling folks your business already. Mimi, you know who you on the phone with?
You know what? I'm just happy. I'm like that. I'm sorry. You know what's going on? Good morning. How you doing? Who am I speaking to?
This is Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, more quick and shouty, man. Glad to see you in a great mood.
What? Hi, Jock.
How you doing, baby?
Hey, Mimi, girl. How you doing?
Hey, girl. Hey. How y'all doing?
We good. So, listen, we got a segment on the show called Second Date Update.
But first of all, do you know a man named Gerald, Mimi?
Yes.
Oh, girl, your whole mood just switched up on us. Okay, so listen. Gerald told us that he asked you about proposing. Things sort of went south, and he hasn't really talked to you since then. Is that accurate?
He actually really called you guys about this?
Yes, ma'am.
He sure did. Can you sort of tell us what happened? Like, how come you told him it's not a good idea for him to do so?
Can I be 100% honest?
That's all we want,
like,
girl.
I don't
want
to hurt his feelings. That's the thing. Like, I love him. I care about him. But his game is whack.
His what?
His game is so whack. And then my thing is this. We too grown to be cheating on each other. Once he said that, I felt like, damn, I'm about to be breaking all kind of promises to God, because I don't want to. I'm going to be lying. I'm going to be mad. Like, I wake up, and he just be like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if I could do that every day. I love him. He's a dope dude. His personality, everything else is all great. But then I had a reality check when he said that to me. I told him not to ask me. I told him because I did not want to tell him the truth.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. But I felt, I mean, you know, that's the truth. Then I don't want to hurt his feelings anymore.
Well,
so I just didn't call anymore.
Well,
Mimi.
Think about it.
Well, Mimi.
We done hurt his feelings unintentionally. We didn't tell you this, but yes, he is on the line.
Damn. Oh. I didn't even know that this would be it. Like,
you wouldn't let me tell you. Like, you wouldn't let me tell you.
I don't even know what I even say to you right now. Like, this is...
It's the truth, though. I had to get it together for myself because I told you not to ask me. It wasn't something that you did what you wanted to do. I told you not to, so I wouldn't have to.
I thought that's what you wanted to do, too. I thought...
Okay, guys.
Let's
give it a second. Obviously, Gerald is in a whole nother hurt place right now. Mimi, has he honestly ever allowed you, when you say he's not allowed you to talk about it, like, has he ever given you that open space?
When I tell you, even for me to tell him certain things that I want as far as sexually in the bedroom, he's thinking he's the man all the damn time. He's not, you're going to take this like this. And I'm like, take what?
Mimi?
What?
What? Every time I try to tell him, he just be too, you know, wow. I'm not trying to break his spirit. I'm not trying to kill him. But I mean, damn, what did he call you guys for? You wanted to be honest. You wanted the answer. This is the answer. You wanted the world to know this instead of us talking to each other. You didn't want to wait. You didn't want to wait. So this is the truth. If he throw away that ego, we would be great.
Wow.
Ain't nothing wrong.
Gerald. This that moment in a man's life that he never wants to encounter, okay? But it happens. Sometimes we think we're great at something, and it takes for somebody to let us know, like, hey, wake up. You're not that great at it. Mm. No matter what you've been told your whole life or what you thought, this is one of those moments, man. You have to look past it. Maybe this is something you and her can work on.
Now, after hearing the truth.
Are you willing to do whatever to help improve in that area when it comes to your relationship?
Nah, man, I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
See?
What does that mean?
You think you're good?
I think that, you know, I've been pulling all these girls, man. I've been putting all these hoes. Man, this ain't nothing to me. I don't got to worry about this.
See? They haven't been telling them the truth. That's the problem. Delusional.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm being honest.
Hey, everything is for everybody. Maybe, Mimi, this isn't what you want. Maybe other women do like it.
Crazy.
That's crazy. What's crazy is neither one of y'all
gonna. You should listen more. Then we wouldn't be sitting on the radio with everybody in our business. That's how you feel?
Well, Mimi, maybe you should both listen. Listen to this. Because you guys could not get it together for the second date update, you would not be getting this $100 gift card from 1-800 the Bethune Law Firm, okay? We got to just take it to the city. Atlanta, y'all call us up, man. Let's talk about this second date update, 443-520-945. She say he's slacking with the packing, man, and she tired of acting. Keep it locked. She's 94.5.